KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Just after 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, a little mist in the air. We look for it to be cloudy with fog and drizzle this morning. Light rain possible this afternoon, a high of 44. A dense fog advisory is in effect for the entire listening area through mid-morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa News, police in Creston report an Adair County woman was arrested Thursday evening on a drug charge. Officials say 34-year-old Christina Marie Clark of Bridgewater was arrested just after 6 p.m. Thursday for possession of a controlled substance first offense. Clark was being held on a $1,000 cash bond in the Ringgold County Jail. Late Thursday morning, Creston police arrested 40-year-old Shelby Lynn Weiss of Creston on a Dallas County warrant for probation violation. Weiss was transferred to Dallas County, where she was held without bond. Creston police said also two incidents of theft have been reported. Thursday evening, a resident told police a mountain bike was stolen from his property located in the 400 block of Livingston Avenue in Creston. The incident happened sometime Wednesday afternoon and 5:15 p.m. Thursday. The loss was estimated at $100. And on January 7th, a woman living in the 600 block of South Bureau Street told authorities a TV valued at $350 was stolen from her home. That occurred sometime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. on January 7th. Police in Clarinda are investigating a hit-and-run property damage incident that took place at the Clarinda Cemetery. Police Chief Keith Brother says at around 5 a.m. Thursday, officers discovered several cemetery monuments have been damaged at the Clarinda Cemetery, located on the north side of town. An investigation revealed a 2006 Chevy Equinox had entered the cemetery at the 16th and Walnut Street entrance, careened out of control across one of the access roads, striking several monuments and causing an estimated $20,000 in damage to the monuments, and totaling the Chevy Equinox with an estimated worth of $5,000. The driver of the vehicle left the scene of the accident on foot. The accident had remained under investigation, and officers were pursuing numerous leads and collecting evidence at the accident scene in an attempt to identify and locate the driver. An Iowa institution for residents with intellectual disabilities has been ordered to reinstate a high-ranking official who was fired for alleged safety lapses 2 years ago. The Public Employment Relations Board said the firing of Glenwood Resource Center Administrator Douglas Weiss wasn't justified, and he must be returned to a similar job with back pay. The settlement is to be finalized soon. It will likely cost taxpayers around $200,000 and result in Wise's reinstatement. This just as Glenwood faces a scandal involving incidents of verbal and physical abuse against numerous residents. Wise's attorney said his client is pleased with the ruling and looking forward to returning to work, notwithstanding the problems at Glenwood. Weiss had been faulted for failing to carry out directives to remove batteries from a home where residents had swallowed them on 3 occasions, but he said that he trusted his subordinates' claims the batteries were gone. An Iowa woman charged with first-degree murder and the death of someone who allegedly dated the same man as her will go to trial. A judge bound 41-year-old Shanna Gallier of Persia over to district court Wednesday for the 2012 disappearance-turned-homicide case of 37-year-old Carrie Farver. Gallier was arrested in December of last year in connection to Farver's disappearance, who was last seen in Omaha. The attorney for Gallier, James Davis, said there is no real evidence proving his client murdered Farver, citing police have no body or no murder weapon. Officials testified Gallier posed as Farver online and by phone for years after the disappearance and also posed as other people, confessing their murder of Farver. A sergeant testified that Farver had been dating Gallier's ex-boyfriend for some weeks. The prosecution and Farver's family declined to comment after the hearing. Well, in an update to our report earlier this week, officials of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency said Thursday that the location for a meeting planned for next Tuesday evening in Atlantic has been changed. The EPA had planned to hold a public session at the AMU building January 24th from 6 until 7:30 p.m., but the location of the meeting has instead been changed to the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. The session will provide updates on efforts to mitigate PCE contamination from a former dry cleaning business site near 7th and Plum Streets and the PCE site on Chestnut Street. The former dry cleaning facility and IDOT laboratory facility no longer exist at the location at 1205 East 7th Street. The EPA has said some municipal drinking water wells have been impacted due to groundwater contamination associated with the former dry cleaner. Those wells were shut down, though, and the city's drinking water wells are not affected. Officials of the Iowa DNR said a trout stocking schedule for today at Big Lake in Council Bluffs has been postponed until spring due to rapidly deteriorating ice conditions. The DNR said the family fishing event scheduled for tomorrow as well has been canceled and will not be rescheduled. A Northwest Iowa dairy has settled a federal lawsuit and promises action to prevent future manure discharges into nearby streams. Prosecutors said also Thursday that Meadowvale Dairy of Rock Valley has agreed to pay a $160,000 civil penalty. The proposed consent decree is subject to a 30-day public comment period and approval by a federal court. The lawsuit filed last February alleges that since 2001, Iowa has cited Meadowvale a dozen times for failures to maintain adequate storage for effluent. The company says Meadowvale operates waste systems for two interconnected feeding operations for a total of about 10,000 head of cattle. It says wastewater from two of Meadowvale's facilities entered two tributaries of the Big Sioux River in violation of the dairy's National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System, or NDPS, permits. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.